Trump predicted to Breitbart News in December Biden would not be nominee. By Nick Gilbertson on July 21, 2024. Former President Donald Trump correctly predicted to Breitbart News 7 months ago that President Joe Biden would not be the Democrat presidential nominee. Trump forecasted what ultimately transpired Sunday in an exclusive interview with Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow and Washington bureau chief Matthew Boyle at his luxurious Mar-a-Lago estate in December. When you compare him today to 15 or 20 years ago, he's a different kind of a guy. The guy can't talk. The guy can't put two sentences together, Trump told Marlow and Boyle. So I do think this, I cannot believe he's going to be the nominee. I hope he is. But I can't believe he's going to be the nominee. In Biden's letter announcing the end of his candidacy, he shared his belief it is in the best interest of my party and the country for me to stand down and to focus solely on fulfilling my duties as president for the remainder of my term. After not endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris for the nomination in the initial letter, he sent out a subsequent post some 30 minutes later saying he supported her. Today I want to offer my full support and endorsement for Kamala to be the nominee of our party this year. Democrats, it's time to come together and beat Trump, he said with the August Democratic National Convention rapidly approaching. Trump also suggested to Breitbart News in December that Harris would not be the nominee either, as Marlow and Boyle noted. Asked who he thinks will replace Biden on the Democrat side atop the ticket, Trump said he does not know, but he does not think Harris will make it either. He said some Democrats would argue that if not Biden, it has to be Harris because of the promise Biden made to Representative James Clyburn, DSC, to pick a black woman as his running mate, which was essential for Clyburn's backing in 2020 that helped Biden secure the nomination with a resounding victory in the Democrat primary in South Carolina. But Trump said he thinks that Harris's weaknesses, as evidenced by her failures on major national policy items, will prove too daunting for Democrats and that they will need to drop her as well. I don't know, Trump said. There's a whole thing that it has to be Kamala because of the whole deal with Clyburn. I don't think they'll get her by. Asked later in the interview again what he thinks happens among Democrats if they ditch both Biden and Harris from the ticket and who replaces them, Trump again said he is unsure who might emerge but said he thinks it will be a free-for-all among Democrats to try to seize the top spot on the ballot. Breitbart News caught up with Eric Trump at the Republican National Convention on Thursday in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. When asked if he thinks Harris could be more competitive against his father than Biden, Eric Trump said the campaign was ready for either of them. Watch video. She was supposed to take on AI, of which she's done nothing for. And she was supposed to take on the border, of which has been the absolute biggest disaster that we've had over the last 4 years, Eric Trump said. And so, no, I think my father would love to run against Kamala Harris. Obviously, he'd love to run against Joe Biden, and we're ready for either one of them.